Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
63841.
Okay, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please. Can we get into the page here? All right, I'm sorry, you did say 63841?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and if you would also please provide your first and last name.
I need to find out what this is, what company this is. Just tell me, Kelly Hules is my name, but I don't know what this company is and what has come out of my account, and I need to know what this is. What? Who are you?
We're basically a third-party call center. We provide customer service to about 400 online companies, so there are different products and services. Yes. Being that we provide...
What company is this? From then, can you tell me that? Because I need to know why the account, the money that's come off my bank account, what this is this a scam or is this something I bought? I don't remember using this number, don't remember these purchases. If it's online, something I popped into, didn't mean to, need to find out for sure. Can you tell me that information?
I can tell you that we don't process any orders over the phone. This would have been something done via a website. I'm able to assist once we access information from the database and you verify some information for me.
Okay, that's good. That's what I want to know. Let's do that then.
Okay, and you said that your name again is?
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, H-U-L-S is my last name.
H-U-L-S, Kelly. Oh, just one L. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Okay, just one moment, please. All right, and for security purposes, please verify your address.
317 South Locust, Dexter, Missouri.
Dexter, Missouri. Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please. If it will. I just need to get the rest of it pulled up here.
Okay.
All right, I have gotten an account located that shows your name. Also, it shows your address, shipping and billing. And this is showing, let's see if that's an actual. All right, it shows that you're calling in regarding. Trying to find if it was a gadget offer, but this is showing that you're calling in about the Platinum Ultra smartwatch that you can use for heart monitoring and monitoring blood pressure.
That was supposed to have been a free gift from AT&T. They sent me to it. AT&T themselves sent me to it. I got it in the mail, yeah. Amazing. Okay. So that was gadget. That was on the bank account that said gadget at the end of it.
Oh, so it is a gadget offer. Okay.
It was. But I was assuming it was free because that's how it was set up to be. And I have also gotten other times the same thing. I thought this is a scam, so I didn't go into it. But I did this time because I'm assuming because I bought a new phone that this is what their survey did. But so is this a legit thing? Or because I don't feel like I should, because it caused my bank to go into overdraft and caused me some problems. But this is probably my own fault. Are you assuming? Because I know you're not probably allowed to tell me that, but. Because I don't want him to take anything else out because they've taken out, on two occasions, they've taken out money.
So. Yeah, it shows the initial $5.74. So with this being a gadget offer, you pay the shipping and handling if you complete the survey there to get a free item. But what you missed was the terms and conditions, which means the $5.74 started a trial offer, and you probably get like 24 to 48 hours to contact the call center. If you don't, you'll get billed around day four.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, around day four, you'll enroll into, this would be a shopping membership then. So that $67.32 is not the cost for the watch. It's for a discount shopping membership or discount shopping store. So how whatever process it was where you initially chose an item, you would be billed that monthly to choose for an choose an item of your choice.
Right.
So usually with this, you get like some type of coupon or discount voucher for a certain amount, and you would choose from those items that would be offered to you. This one, I think you also got some type of sweepstake drawing.
Probably. And, I'm sure. I think assuming it was free, an AT&T, which AT&T, I should have been warned there because they don't give you anything. So how do I get this? This can't stop. Do I go through them or do I close my account? Or that's what the bank
just call us. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I cut you off.
So I can how do I do that then? I ask you to, because I did not, I know, of course, I said to the terms and conditions, I can't get my $67.32. Obviously, am I, is that, or can I stop it at this point? Because I don't have that kind of money, of course. So how do I go about doing this to stop this? Because I've gone through this before and it's my fault, I know, but okay.
Yeah, you would do it by calling the call center, and I just found it. You receive a $125 voucher monthly. But, yeah, you just call the call center. We can assist with that here. You can discontinue at any time.
So what is the voucher? When do I get that?
Now, that's information. We don't send it. That's information that gets sent to your email address. I can just recommend that you would check. Let's see, when did you do it? Check your email for June 10th.
Okay.
We do have a sister call center that deals with a little more than we do. But you receive a discount voucher for $125 monthly to use at the discount shopping store.
$125.
As for a – yes, ma'am, $125.
Mm-hmm.
But as for cancellation, let me cancel it first. All right, the cancellation is effective today.
Great.
Cancels all future charges, removes you from the membership.
Stupid shit. I have no fucking money for this shit to happen to me.
I can refund 35% of what it shows was billed on this.
I would like 100% of this. This has not got to happen to me. This happens to me every time I don't have anything going for me. God damn it.
I can refund 50%, ma'am, of the charge.
I would like to have all my money back. I have no money. I just got, this is not fair. I would like to have as much as you can give me back because I'm going to sit on the phone until you can. And this is not right. And you guys know this. This is so wrong to do to people. I work my ass off for people to get nothing. And this is what I get back from people that I just, what else can you give me? Give me 50% then. I'm just unreal. This is fucking unreal.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am.
I'm very sorry for cussing.
Okay, allow me just a moment. Excuse me for my voice. I'm sorry, we don't do the billing, but if you can please hold for me.
Thank you. Fucking got fucking nothing. God damn it.
All right, ma'am, I do apologize for the hold. Excuse me, please. For that charge that was billed with a 50% refund, excuse me, it would be $33.66.
Is the best you can do?
50%.
I mean, it's your 100% fault because you didn't put it plain and simple. To everyone that does this, everyone that goes through this, every person that thinks this is from AT&T, get sent the survey, told from AT&T, it's a survey to take, and goes through the survey. Whatever complicated thing that I've done is not my fault. This is a scam. This is wrong. You people just take people's money that don't have money, don't want to ask for help, don't want to go get the food stamps, don't want anybody to pay their goddamn bills, because if fucking husband died, you want to give me more money back? You want to tell me you said more? I guess I'll go fucking pick up some fucking cans. I don't give a goddamn, you give me anything back.
Okay, ma'am. I'm just waiting for the refund to process this. Let's see. Let me just a moment here. Okay, I'm sorry about the delay. Can you please hold the line?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Oh. Have a good day. That's what people's gonna start training. People fucking put a bullet in their head. Someone else's. God damn.
Okay, ma'am, if you'll allow me just a moment, I'll make sure to put in there for the full refund for the $67.32. But I'm
going
to have
to,
yes, ma'am, I'll have to request it through our corporate office, okay?
I appreciate it very much.
I need to, yes, ma'am, I need to put in some information from the account if you can hold again for me. Okay, ma'am. I do thank you for holding. It'll be just another moment, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so let me just reconfirm some information here. Your address
okay.
is 317 South Locust, Dexter, in Dexter, D-E-X-T-E-R, Missouri,
yes.
63841.
Yes. That's
okay.
correct.
All right, thank you so much. I tried to refund it electronically, and it's giving me some type of error, which may indicate that the card is blocked or closed. Not certain.
Okay.
So with the refund for $67.32. You may possibly receive this via check.
Okay.
But you will receive your money back. It'll just take a little longer than the 3 to 5 business days. And I'm so sorry for my voice. I tried to
Thank
get
you.
Water.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry to cuss. And I don't have a control of all my shit together. I'm sorry again. This is not how I normally am.
Okay, I do apologize for that. I thought I had muted the call there. Tried to get a little bit of water, but please allow, it could be up to 30 business days for that $67.32. We don't issue checks from the call center, but you will receive that full amount back.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else?
No, that's all. That would be the best thing that could happen. I'll be back to where I should have been. So thank you very much for helping me.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Ever expected. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
three, three, eight.